we're going to go into the last Emerald Tablet.
Oh, so is this going to tell you all you need to know about Atlantis?
That would be nice.
And it'll talk about what hasn't happened yet.
Or define some of the parameters that have already been pretty thoroughly established.
So, Ion, if there are 13 tablets and a preface, why are there supplements? Why were they written?
Well, who said they were 13 tablets?
That's what we did, numerically, 13 tablets.
I understand, but who said that's all there were?
Well, that's what we've got.
I understand, but the question is, who said that's all there were?
Nobody.
Okay, so the 13 that you got, and then you have to have basically a preface and an epilogue. And we don't know time, so we can't even play with you in that realm. But the last one that you did was more of the preface, bringing it into this place. You could have done that one first. Mm-hmm. It would have fit perfectly, because then you'd have known some of the key clauses. And you have to realize this is a translation. So you're losing a little bit in the wash already anyhow. But there are more Emerald Tablets.
And where are they?
Some haven't been placed yet, and others have been placed and haven't been found yet.
Ah, okay.
And we may just bring some of those, if you're ready, when you're ready.
What?
But it really doesn't make any difference, because it's like when you have a little fella, 6 months old, and you tell him that there is Brussels sprouts, and that there is Chateaubriand, and there are incredible fun seafoods and shrimps and octopus and things, and they look at you like, ooh, I wouldn't eat that if I had to eat that.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, it's only because their palate hasn't come to the place or the point of enjoying those new experiences of digestion, you see. So, those are the tablets that will come in courses.
Will we include them in our book?
Not this one, no, but and as others flow, they'll come and we'll just kind of go from there.
Right. Now, why are these supplements? These last two, they're epilogue?
Yes. And the other one would be a prequel.
So there were two prefaces. The first preface is not a good preface compared to the supplement 14. Which
exactly.
Is, yeah.
But if you started with 14, it takes most of the wind out of the sail. But now that you went through the 13 that are known and translated in here now, that's good, because then that gets you to the digestion of the next place. And so we shall.
And the title of Emerald Tablet Supplement 15 is called Secret of Secrets.
Wow, imagine that.
Now ye assemble my children, waiting to hear the secret of secret, two capital S's, which shall give ye power to unfold the capital God, small man. Give ye the way to eternal life, capital E, and little L.
There you go. Okay, now, right there. The only reason you'd go through the Emerald Tablet so far and break them down sentence by sentence and thought by thought and degree by degree is you're laying a foundation for a garden and you're waiting on a bountiful harvest.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to figure out how to clear the land and soil, basically check the soil, get good drainage, add nitrogen or fertilizers if it's lacking in something. You got to get all the weeds out. You got to get the things sort of prepped and ready. And then you got to start and you put in your elements of your garden, whatever kind it is, flowers or vegetables or whatever, peas, whatever you want, corn, whatever you want to grow. Then you come into the place where the reason that you do all that is for the harvest that's yet to come. But you have to 3-2-1 that process to know that there's going to be a harvest. Otherwise, you wouldn't go through the toil or the action to set that whole dynamic or parameter of your garden up. This verse now lets you know in the epilogue that there is indeed a harvest, and this is what you planted. This is why you tilled it. This is why you watered it and kept the bugs and the rabbits out of it. So you came to a place where you could enjoy that harvest.
plainly shall I speak of the unveiled, capital U, mysteries, capital M. No dark saying shall I give unto thee. Open thine ears now, my children, hear and obey the words that I give.
And in your last tablet, remember, huge hindrances were portrayed, and dancing with the dark arts, and those lesser emotions that bind and hinder, and bubble, toil and trouble, and all that degree. Because those are elements that you have to consider, especially if you're dealing with the world, who's playing in that world. Because those babies in Somalia are starving. Did we mention that? You see?
Yeah.
So that's in the meme, so you got to deal with it. Now, it doesn't have to mean you eat less, because if you eat less, that doesn't mean they're going to have more.
Mm-hmm.
But you still have to deal with that whole genre of those labeled hindrances. And now you're getting to the other side of the coin.
First, I shall speak of the fetters of darkness which bind ye in chains to the sphere of the earth.
What are you laughing at?
Well, here it's like, well, we're done with the dark arts. We're done with that.
And we're all down to the secrets of the mysteries. Oh, and by the way, there's still children
fetters of darkness. Oh, man, that's funny. First, I shall speak of the fetters of darkness which bind ye in chains to the sphere of the earth. Darkness and light are both of one nature, different only in seeming, for each arose from the source of all.
Okay, that's your Moses conundrum with the plight of the Egyptians or the Israelites in Egypt. They were in bondage, they got free, and then they were right back into bondage. That's a very good developed analogy.
Mm-hmm.
We do say so ourselves.
The darkness and light are both of one nature, Egyptians and Jews, that's what he's wrestling with?
No, they're talking about the darkness of that bondage, and that bondage is parallel to where even when the Jews were freed from their bondage in Egypt, they left that bondage and went directly into a new bondage.
For each arose from the source of all.
Right.
So darkness and light are both of one nature.
They were in bondage, they got free, they were happy for a day, and then they chose bondage again.
Because they're of the one nature.
Yeah.
Now, if you really wanted to test it, we could go right up into civil rights. So now the Aryan white man is not to blame for the African American's bondage or repression. Uh-oh. Roll your birds like that. We just softly went with that. We didn't get into much of a tirade. But
yeah.
We will not change our words.
Darkness is disorder. Light is order. Darkness transmuted is light of the light, capital L. And before light is order, order was capital.
Yes, that's those foundational premises. But how do you transmute light?
Darkness transmuted is light of the light.
Yeah, no, but how do you do that?
By changing oneself, by...
Well, how do you do that?
By enlightening... Enlightening from the small M to the capital M.
Okay, great, because that's typically a funny. They will ask the sweet by and by. Well, you're asking about the dirty here and now. What's a transmutation? What's a mutation? And then what's a transmutation?
Transmutation may refer to.
May refer to.
You know, there's pre-scientific experimentation. So in alchemy, it may be used. They call it, you know, a way to turn inexpensive metals, such as lead, into gold.
Yeah.
In religion, transmutation is sometimes used as a synonym for transubstantiation of the Eucharist.
Transubstantiation within the Eucharist means that just like Henry VIII in the Protestant religion, he set it up in the place of knowing that the bread that was served for communion, transubstantiation allows it to actually become the body of Christ. And the wine served in the Eucharist transmutes itself into the actual blood can be, do, or have anything. So, hey, we're not pushing against it. It's perfectly fine. Because guess what happens? If you actually got to a place of knowing past your belief system of a thought that you've been thinking since the 1500s, that that actually is your experience, guess what you're doing? You are actually transmuting the non-physical in being consumed inside your meat sack physical bodiness. So if you could actually wrap yourself into that position of knowing, not just believing, then guess what? If that's what it takes to light a spark that you have actually consumed the Savior, the Godhead, the Holy Trinity in your physical beingness, and that that spark could actually activate the non-physical part of you that works on the agape, pure, positive, non-physical, pure source energy of love, then have it 18 times a day. Have the Pope bless it. Have anything you can do. Do it as the Jewish belief would do it, like Passover, and eat matzah, make it be unleavened. You know, squash the grapes yourself, or get a very expensive, fabulous wine, or whatever. Chateau Lafite 57 is a very good year. Come back to a place where you can bring that into your physicalness if that's what it takes to activate that non-physical spark with the physical beingness. So if that's what it does, knock them dead. That's marvelous. And then the next one?
Well, there's in music, there's transmutation in law. There's a theory that holds a person can modify the status or ownership of assets. There's sexual transmutation, an attempt to transform sexual energy into creativity and thereby facilitate spiritual awakening.
Oh, now that's where you discuss it with your partner that you're going to cease having...
The cease and desist.
to cease having relation to heighten your other senses.
Right.
Which sometimes can be very effective in yogi. In yoga, which I guess the yogis do yoga.
Yogi Berra.
Oh, wait, well, that was in Jellystone National Park.
Exactly.
Well, but anyhow, what's up, boo-boo? Then you come into a place where it can heighten those other senses. It's like if you lose an eye, your smelling gets better, kind of thing. So now are we talking about transmutation in the sentence before? Are we going to wrap all that together and say whatever spark it is that does it is the spark? And if it's that spark of any of transmutation or transferring in law with chattels and lands and rights, idols, are we talking about from the spiritual enlightenment side that you can deny the physicalness into an enlightening, sensory, heightened place of understanding? What's your pleasure?
It sounds like it's more transubstantiation. Darkness transmuted is light of the light.
Yes.
You're creating something out of something else.
And
it's kind of an alchemy, but I'd say the transubstantiation.
Very good. Okay, then, so it is, so it shall be. Amen. Let it go. Now, for all eternity, that is the case. Until you decide you want to redo it again. That'll stand for right now. And so we'll use that as the guide. So the trick is that if darkness is transmuted into light, then what happens?
This, my children, your purpose in being, transmutation of darkness to light. So that's our purpose in being.
Mm-hmm.
Hear ye now of the mystery of nature, the relations of life to the earth where it dwells. Know ye are threefold in nature, physical, astral, and mental in one.
As your Trinity, and that's referring to the face of this physical planet experience. So that's also been described as a plane. Didn't say there was only one. They're just giving reference to this one.
Now, what word did you say? The face or the faith?
Face. F-A-C-E.
Face of your physical experience.
Remember the last to have it had all to do with the face, sorting out the evil ones among you on the face of the earth, the planet, rather than under the earth or in the earth. Remember your Vernians with the journey to the center of, and all that stuff was talking about the face of the earth, its face, and the polar magnetic fields.
So light of the light.
Small light and then a capital light. Is light of the light. So transmutation is only in the world of small matter?
No, no, wait. In the light, capital L, of the light, little l, right?
No, it's the other way around.
Okay, the light, meaning the one you don't understand yet, into the all-encompassing, enlightened, capital E, mist.
Which one's the enlightened count, the small l or the capital L?
Capital L, of course.
Oh, so is light, darkness transmuted is not really dealing with the enlightened capital L light?
No, it's dealing with the little light that becomes the enlightened capital L light. But it's there. See, that's why we stopped the presses right there to clear that up and gave a plethora of unfettered examples.
The transmutation is there.
Where?
In the enlightenment.
Yes. Doesn't have to be your experience, because if you're a capital M man with the capital S source in your capital T Trinity, that won't come into your experience, you see.
Which one's capital T Trinity?
There is no capital T Trinity.
Yeah,
that's an example.
No, he said the capital T Trinity is related to the capital L light, I assume.
Yes, with the capital S source. And then you don't have the transmutation because you're already there. You don't have to transmute the darkness into little light for enlightenment, capital L. But if it is that's the case, then that's what you got to do first. Because it's first we're going to give the secrets to the mysteries. But first, let's talk about the darkness one more time. But if you've transmuted the little light into the enlightened light, big light, then you don't have to deal with that. But it is there.
When you say it is there, that's where it's there for a little man.
Yes, because it's like in a car, you have a spare tire, and they'll show you how to use a spare tire, because you might get a flat tire and need that spare tire, but you don't have to use a spare tire. You can call somebody to come and change it. You don't have to have a spare tire. They're just saying that you have a spare tire. If you get a flat tire, you got a spare tire. And here's the jack, and here's how you take it off, and here's what you do, put on the safety brake, and this is how you change your tire if there's nobody to come out and change your tire. But you don't have to have a spare tire if you're not flat. There's no transmutation or transmuted spare tire to be put on the rolling, working vehicle that's getting you from A to enlightenment. But it's certainly there if you have a flat. That's what transmutation is referenced in, that darkness to little light to enlightenment. Capital E. Yes.
Hear ye now of the mystery of nature, the relations of life to the earth where it dwells. Know ye are threefold in nature, physical, astral, mental, and one. That's a trinity.
First time they said astral.
Yes, it is, by the way.
Three are the qualities of each of the natures, nine in all, as above, so below.
Is that referencing Bob's gates?
Nine gates. So it's three in each.
Of course.
Three threes are nine.
Yes.
They're degree.
In the physical are these channels, the blood which moves in vertical motion. So there's channels now, Bob.
They always have been, but you're just now to the place where you're digesting that. That is very significant, but that's not the most significant. Tell us about the vortex.
The blood which moves in a vortical motion.
Is that ventricular motion as opposed to arterial?
Well, they're saying channels reacting on the heart to continue its beating, so it must be ventricular.
That's what it is, but we just need to be kind and ask.
Magnetism, which moves through the nerve paths, carrier of energies to all cells and tissues. Akasha, which flows through channels, subtle yet physical, completing the channel.
There's the medical body.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Now they use the Akasha in a format that we can embrace, because it's not this spooky spiritual place you can't get to. rise to pain, to pressures, diastolic and systolic pressures, the double whisk of infinity, because you notice it's that same blood that keeps flowing, 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 flowing. You can lose some, you can add some, but it's still the same blood, is it not? I mean, does your body get rid of blood, like when you go pee and then you drink more blood? But yet you're constantly making red blood cells, white blood cells, whole plasma. Isn't that what they do when they pull in their apheresis elements where they divide the blood? And then your body naturally replaces it. But it is the same blood.
So the vortex of the whisk wire is a picture of the body.
The ventricular or vor... How would you say that? Vorticular?
Vortical.
Portico, that's like, is that like a portage? Wait, we're getting confused, but yes.
No, you're getting giddy. Get back here. You're going off to the giddy place.
Pardon us, we're rolling, but anyhow, go proceed gently.
You got the vortex going.
Yeah.
The swirling of the blood channels is like the whisk wire. And then you have that image of the Merkaba is another bunch of looping things.
The only thing that we needed, that we would give the Merkaba, is his hands don't need to be stretched up to like 2 o'clock and 10 o'clock. But it would be so nice if they were pointed at like 4 o'clock and 8 o'clock. That would be yummy.
How could they be different? 4 o'clock and 8 o'clock.
Some of them at 4 and some of them at...
Oh, no, I guess they're the same position. There is, yeah, that makes sense.
Because you didn't like the one where they're pointing up into the air, where the genitalia is exposed.
Yeah, it's like the Boy Scouts, Akela, they point down, Carol.
Akela, Akela.
Yeah. I'm just getting a complete picture of the body, of the trinity of the body. You got the casual swirling, you got the magnetism. Now, does magnesium relate to magnetism, Carol?
No.
But at 4 o'clock and 8 o'clock, it would put the body in the form or shape of a pyramid, wouldn't it? Isn't that a good yogi position?
Or Egyptian position, I don't know.
And lowering of the chi.
Yeah, you can see how religions grab different parts of the emeralds.
Yeah.
Which is what they said to do. Hide it and make it a religion. It'll last through the ages.
Did you say make it a religion?
That's what the tablet said.
Yeah, make it a religion so it'll last through the dark ages, is it?
So every one of the religions got a little bit of tidbit of it that they get to stop up.
And they knew that there had to be religion.
Well, they just followed what the rules were.
But they weren't ready to move into non-time.
Or if they did, they didn't know it.
So religion stays for those that are involved.
And transmute the bread and the wine, the blood and flesh. That's spare time you need.
That's what religion does. It transmutes the blood and flesh.
Yeah. Well, Henry VIII's religion did. Catholic didn't, but Henry VIII did. That was his big claim to Protestantism.
That he transmuted.
And he said that is what transpires. That is what happens. Now chop the heads off of everybody who says it isn't so.
But then the Protestants didn't do it. And Catholics
do it. They certainly do.
The Catholics are the one who talk about transubstantiation.
Yes, I understand, but that was because Henry VIII's Protestant religion adopted it and forced it. Peter's Church didn't start with that meme. It got so widely spread that it became the meme.
Because of Henry VIII?
Yep.
He brought in transubstantiation.
For the very first time ever. And that's why we just adore the Tudor King.
I know in our Fitting's Way Society, Murray Gross and Cecile said that Protestants don't know about transubstantiation. It's a Catholic belief. So the Catholics took it over, and the Protestants dropped it.
The Protestants still believe it.
Not in our world. But in the Protestant world, they...
Every Protestant church get up when they're blessing the bread and they're blessing the wine. They hold it up and they say, "This is my body given for you."
Yeah.
That's when you take it. And then when they have the cup, they said, "This is my blood, which was shed for you." They said every single time in Lutherans, in Baptists, in Methodists, in all of them. That's the whole...
And the Catholic thing. Church, isn't that what the Mass is? Believing in the transubstantiation?
The Mass is what ushers that in. To have a Mass gathering or in Mass... of that worship, of that worship of the deity with the frankincense and the myrrh and the whole shmoo, which is a very beautiful and wonderful ceremony. It's very, everybody should go at least a couple of times. But that's that process, and the Catholics brought that into the place where they controlled it. Protestants said, no, every time, do this as often as she will in remembrance of me. Catholics don't say the in remembrance of me part.
So Henry VIII gets that credit. That's what you like about
him. He most certainly does.
Three are the qualities of each of the natures, nine in all, as above, so below.
As above, is so below. Does that resonate with you?
We've been hearing about that throughout, and that's...
Kingdom come. As it is in heaven. Now, what is the gate? Our pathway. We very well established that, have we not? But now, of course, there's rules and regulations, more parameters in which one has to succumb to participate in full knowledge of this, correct?
So, Calum, the body mirrors the rift.
It absolutely does, but it's not the rift, but it mirrors the rift.
The structure of the universe is in the body.
They're giving clues and hints of things. They do it so subtly of the nine gates coming to that place of, here's a gate. The gate is as above as it is below. So if you're below and you want to go to the end of the other gate, that would be above. So that becomes a pathway. And that's why that word or phraseology of path of least resistance kind of starts chiming in this Godhead physical bodiness that they've perfectly drawn this portrait regarding.
So as above, it's like saying as outside, and the nine gates are in your body, which is below.
Yeah.
Not that you have to think you're below, but... in the ratio, the nine.
Okay. We love your words, but here's a few more. Let's say you're in a well below, and you have this pump, a pipe that's in this hole, and if you prime the pump and you pump it and pump it and pump it and pump it, then you can go through the pipe to someplace else, which would be above the well. That's the way to say that. Sing, little birdies, sing. They get it. That pipe is a gate, is a portal, is a pathway that brings the water from below to above. And now when it's above, it's just like it is when it's below. It doesn't change, right? Still water, right? It becomes a means of transportation. Isn't that what you were asking about in your beginning of day? How do I get from there to here and back?
So it's not at the portal pump stage. It's not a matter of transubstantiation or transmutation.
Perfect.
It's
perfect.
Transportation.
Perfect. But advanced, all those other criterion are appropriate, but not necessarily required for the straw to function. And even most two-year-olds learn how to use a straw.
So what's this about transportation, Carol?
Water off.
We just learn how to prime the pump rather than going through molecular transubstantiation. We just control a process of movement.
By doing what? By getting sucked up the straw?
No. By learning that the straw can be sucked.
The lightning bolt coming down or something.
Oh, the lightning bolt doesn't come down. It comes from the ground up.
Yeah, it pushes you up. You grab hold of your lightning bolt.
And the pump's primed.
Yeah.
And then you go through the pipe, through the gate, and you're just like you were at the bottom of the well as you are at the top of the well. And wasn't that interesting that all this is sort of wrapping together pretty easily?
Yeah.
Now, what's the other aspect of priming the pump? Don't forget the bucket on the other end. Be sure to fill the bucket at the other end, because guess what?
You
might need to prime the pump again.
To come back, yeah.
Exactly. But rarely do they have pump to pump water back into the well, do they?
Mm-hmm.
But when you prime the pump, where does that water go?
You're into the other world, Betsy, opposite of, you know, mirror opposite of this, so it's the same, so you'll just be turned around and come right back.
But when you prime the pump, what do you do? Where does that water go when you prime the pump? Back down the pipe, right into the well. The better it gets, the better it gets, the better it gets. Now, what would Bob Armstrong say about that?
Herbert Armstrong, yeah.
Herbert R. Armstrong.
He had nothing to say.
Herbert W.
I don't know if I have a proper image of the priming of the pump.
Have you ever done one?
You pump the water up and it goes
to something. You pump it into a bucket and you don't drink that water that's sitting by the unprimed pump. You save that there so you can prime the pump and it wets that leather gasket that creates the suction, but the balance of that runs right down that pipe back into the well. Like in a straw, when you're pulling juice through a straw, that you can pull it halfway and stop, let go of the suction, and it'll fall back down in the glass, right?
Now, how does the water go from the pump into the extra bucket?
You pump it. It's got a little thing at the top where you pump when you're using a straw and you're sucking it into your mouth, then you can swallow it. Okay? You pull against it because saliva in your mouth is wet. It creates a suction that you pull. So that's a good way. And that's when we already said if you could figure out how to drink out of a straw, you could do this, remember? And that if physicists could figure out how a straw works, they could have cold fusion.
It's in the book.
Which book?
All of
By
it.
Kingdom
if it ain't,
Come.
If it ain't, it's going to be.
Yeah.
By Kingdom
they say
Come.
That sentence. It's figuring out a straw.
Yeah.
You can understand a straw, you ought to be able to split an atom. You learn how to prime the pump, you ought to be able to go through the nine gates. If you always fill the bucket up at the top of the pump, and you prime the pump, and you can come right back down the well, and the pump primes, and it becomes a flow. A flow, a flow, a flow. The doxology in the Christian world. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Here below, above ye.
Okay, so we get three of the qualities of each of the natures, nine in all, as above, so below. In the physical are these channels, the blood which moves in vortical motion, reacting on the heart to continue its beating, magnetism which moves through the nerve paths, carrier of energies to all cells and tissues, akasha which flows through channels, subtle yet physical, completing the channels.
Does magnetism go in vertical motion?
One of your leading vascular surgeons would explain how not so much like an AFib or a tachycardia that you would come to pump. The pump, the heart, is a pump, and it primes itself. But if you cut a vein, or if you do an arterial cut down that lose the pressure, asystole or diastole.
Diastole.
Any part of that chain of pressure that's broken, then guess what happens? It gets vapor locked. It won't pump. You go into VTAC, or they call it a myocardial infarction, I think.
Ventricular tachycardia.
There you go.
This priming, you suck some water. It has to be made liquid. The top of the pump gun has to be kept moist.
Yeah, it's dry. It's like if you're just pumping a handle with no liquid in there, it'll just grate.
Right.
As soon as you put water in,
it sucks up. Suction.
Okay, so that blood does that.
Same way in the heart.
Yeah.
The blood doesn't do it. The heart is moist. But that pump, if it doesn't have the blood from the veins, it goes through the heart chambers and then pumped into the arteries, the suction would be broken.
So that would explain the interaction of water and clouds and air.
Yes,
some
exactly.
Kind of, there
That's
is a
perfect.
Pump. The four elements interact like a pump.
Mm-hmm. Like the four chambers of the heart.
My question was, do the nerve paths move in vertical motion?
No. They go to the end. It's like a synaptic ending. It goes to the furthest. That's why when you poke your finger, it's so painful.
synaptic endings are in, and they're in your brain.
They are, but you don't have pain. They can drill into your brain, and you don't have pain from that.
Because the endings are inside. Isn't that how the brain works, through synaptic discharges or something?
Well, it resonates from there, but see, you can drill into the brain, and they can do that without anesthesia because they want to make sure that you don't start thinking something weird, you see, because the different parts of the brain that you go into. But they don't use, they give you something to sort of relax you, but they can screw those screws into your brain, saw the top of your head off, and you're still just fine. Haven't you ever seen The Silence of the Lambs?
So,
we just couldn't resist. That was too sweet.
Yeah, so, Carolyn, the synaptic, I always think of synapses in the brain cells.
Yeah, but they're all over the body.
So the hands
you don't experience pain in the brain.
But you do in the hands for some reason.
Well, that's where those endings come to. Now, it registers in your brain, just like your brain says, I'm hungry, even though you've eaten.
So there's a connection between here and here, that's tactile interval. Between the brain and the end of the fingers, Carol.
And you don't even have to master all that, Bob, to be able to use a straw.
Did we agree that the blood goes like the whisk wire?
Yes.
But the nerve paths don't. The nerve paths, they go from one end to the other. They don't go in circles, right, Carol?
Right.
Well, once you prick your finger, it runs to it and then runs back. But it doesn't like a flow. It's like electricity. It goes to the end of the wire and then comes back, but not as a flow.
Blood is a flow.
Yes, blood is a flow. And that's why I think your radio show is called Cash Flow.
So a cash, it flows like blood?
Yes.
It's more of a channel, yeah.
Blood or channels, Carol?
Blood's a channel. Oh. It's a whisk. A cash is probably a whisk. Magnetic.
So blood is circular?
People channel.
Blood is circular?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. English is a channel.
Yeah.
Yeah, bad. Okay. Why did you get into this guy?
He thinks it's the last day of school, you know.
Yeah.
The better it gets.
Yeah. He's probably going to whisk us away as soon as we're done this. He knows what's happening next, and we don't.
Yeah.
Each of the three attuned with each other, each affecting the life of the body.
You understand each of the three is the Godhead, the Trinity, capital T. And if you understand that, that's all together. Once that all comes together and becomes a capital T, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for pool. Oh, wait, that's trouble in River City. We forgot.
There's no capital here, though.
I understand. Yet. There you go.
Okay.
But if you get to that Trinity part, now what happens when you get the little T Trinity start working together? What happens? Read the, just as it says it.
Each of the three attuned with each other, each affecting the life of the body.
So, that means the physical body, the physicalness, the meat sack body, if you get those three, even in a little form all together, that has a causal effect on the meat sack.
The T, we're talking about the Trinity, that's meat sack, non-physical, and mind. Why are we talking about the Trinity here then?
Because
that's what part of the three are. There's the three and the three.
Oh, the two threes, the magnetism?
That affects the body.
Yeah, the three, the Trinity, and then the other three are the blood, magnetism, and the cash.
So there's two threes.
And that gives you your three threes or nine.
Those are two sets of threes.
Mm. So, is that right? Three threes or nine?
Yeah.
Exactly right.
But there's only two sets of three.
Yes.
What's the third three? Is there a third three?
This daisy.
Hang in there.
So what we got here is they named the first three. Now we're talking about the Trinity, which how did that come in? Just the idea of the three attuned with each other.
How it affects the body. Because the body is what you're dealing with.
Each affecting the life of the body. This is showing you how to become immortal, Carol. Each of the three attuned with each other.
Hang on.
Or at least tune you up for day travel.
For what?
Gate travel.
Right. But I don't know how we got into the meat sack. Which indicated that? Was there some sentence up above here?
They refer to the Trinity, which is our meat sack, body, mind, and spirit.
Where did it say the Trinity?
Your Trinity, hear ye the mystery of nature, the relations of blood, blah, blah. Know ye are threefold in nature. What do you think that means? Physical, astral, mental, and one.
Okay, that's the meat sack.
Physical meat sack.
And then, have we done the magnetism yet?
No, then we get to the magnetism.
And there are the qualities of each of the nature. I know. The physical are these channels, so we're just talking about the physical. So we're going to get to the mental and the astral, which is another set of three, Carolyn.
We'll see.
Okay.
Each is a three attuned with each other, each affecting the life of the body.
Not sure what each of the three. That's just talking about magnetism and casa and blood. Each of the three attuned
each
with
each of the three. You have two sets of three, and each of the three has effect on the body.
So they're talking about the two sets of threes there, Carol.
Yes.
I know.
And are they tuning to each other?
Yeah.
With,
yes,
not just,
they are attuned to each other.
So there's six of them tuned into each other at this point.
Well, if they're aligned, that's what they're saying. If they're aligned, then it's a little T trinity becomes a big T trinity once you get the next three, which make nine.
Okay.
Form they the skeletal framework through which the subtle ether flows. In their mastery lies the secret of life, capital S, capital L, in the body.
You don't say.
Relinquished only by will of the adept when his or her purpose...
Capital anything there?
Nothing.
There you go.
When his purpose in living is done...
Yeah.
Man, I just need that.
So the skeleton has the akasha, the subtle ether, right? That's akasha.
I thought that was a radio show.
Mm-hmm. Form the skeletal framework through which the subtle ether flows. Is the subtle ether akasha, Carol?
It's one of the things. I mean, the blood is flowing there, the magnetism is flowing. It may refer to all three flowing through the body.
Mm-hmm.
All three. So it's all three. It's just subtle ether.
No, that means akasha.
Well, it's one of them. You're just hung up on akasha.
We understand. It's his radio show. He can do that.
That's true. So that's blood, magnetism, and akasha. Three are the natures of the astral. So there's our nine. Mediator is between above and below. Not of the physical, not of the spiritual, but able to move above and below.
Astral.
It's strong.
There's your strong.
Now, we had the physical, and what was the spiritual? Was the
non-physical.
But no, we're talking about threes. The physical was blood, magnetism, and astral.
No.
Akasha?
No.
And then the other three were what?
Body, mind, and spirit. Blood, magnetism, and akasha, which are... subtle ethers flowing through the body, and this is astral.
Did it say body, mind, spirit? I don't remember that up in the physical.
And mental, whatever.
Oh, yeah, mental, astral, and physical.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got, that's the, not of the physical, those three. You see, what is the spiritual? What is the physical? Which three, Carolyn?
I don't know if you can chop them up like that and make them fall into your framework.
No, we got the astral.
Carolyn, is he really taking this course or is he taught it?
No, I just need to go back up. Go up and just show me. I'm always on the right track.
Show me the way.
I don't like to make Carolyn feel nervous. Bob goes into in-depth. Bob goes in-depth and gets better. It's a huge, not even showing up, and Carol say, well, let's just stay on the blackboard. What does the blackboard say, Bob? We're going to kill Ion. Okay, it's physical, astral, mental. I got that.
Okay, Bob is complete.
Yeah, I am complete.
He just had to see it in black and black.
Physical, astral, mental. I'm going to call that the physical.
Okay, three are the natures of the astral. Mediator is between above and below, not of the physical, not of the spiritual, but able to move above and below.
When you use the terms mental, meat sack, and physical, the astral, I think you said, is more like the mind, right?
That's where you notice it.
And so the mind can travel, Carolyn.
Certainly. You ever had a daydream? You ever accepted a hunch and went with it? you have a hunch and you go with it, the mind has to give it a check mark to say, yes, turn right, or no, turn left. You don't have to follow that hunch, but if you do follow the hunch, okay, that is always approved or accepted by the mind. Some might call that a mediator, but now I don't want to confuse it, so I'll just...
Oh, I'm done. I'm not even going to write that down. Ooh,
good, I know.
Scary.
So what's interesting is you have the religions of healing, modern medicines of a priesthood of healing.
But Jesus didn't do any of that.
I know, but the thing is the healing types are in the Emerald Tablets. That's pretty interesting.
That facts are.
I mean, right here, it's telling you what the yogis grabbed a part of.
Three are the natures of mind. Oh, you saw me put my hand in his face? Cool.
Get the wooden spoon. We'll whip him into line.
But he stopped. He stopped on a dime.
Absolutely.
Three are the natures of mind. Carrier it of the will, capital W, of the great one, capital G, O. Arbiter of cause and effect in my life. Arbiter capital, cause capital, effect capital.
Oh my gosh, I've never heard that before.
Arbiter, cause and effect.
What is that cause and effect?
Causal effect? Is that a causal effect?
A causal effect? That must be some new concept.
Look at that.
Is that the Grand Central Station? Arbitrator, you know, determining which go right and left.
Well, who's in charge of that?
We are.
If you get to that capital, well, even if you have a little T, that's the way it works. But if you get to a capital T, all of a sudden now your questions become very different.
Three are the natures of mind, capital M, carrier of the will, capital W, of the great one, capital G and O, arbiter capital A, of cause capital C, and effect capital E, in thy life. So we're getting into a... empowered man, or what are we calling it?
Yeah, capital man, yeah.
Capital man. Okay, thus is formed the threefold being, directed from above by the power of four.
Right. Mm-hmm. Stop the presses. You know how that works now. We just got to make one little inference. It doesn't have to change the world as you know it. But remember, you had 12 angles plus one. So it's the three plus one.
That makes the four? Is that the power of four?
Yes, and or dimension.
Well, the four came in the first preface or the first tablet, and that was
exactly.
The rift stuff.
That's correct, and that's that dimension. Remember, we call it dimension. If you have 4D, that's a 3D, 4D. Mm-hmm. Now, that's why I say we didn't want to turn out church over this now. We're just making a statement, and it will develop it. But
is the three, where does this 3 plus 1 come in? That was in the 12 angles, or?
Well, we gave an example of the 12 angles plus one of 13.
You said 12 and 13, remember, Carol?
Yeah, yeah.
The extra top angle. In here, now we're talking about the Trinity plus one.
That's from the four. The four tells you that there's a plus one.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Correct. Because it's not meat sack, non-physical mind. Or it's not meat sack, non-physical, non-physical mind. Or it's not meat sack, non-physical mind.
It is so those we'll three plus some other dimension.
We'll develop it.
Yeah, here we go.
Okay.
Above and beyond man's threefold nature lies the realm of the spiritual self. Oh, so that's the higher self that some religions talk about?
Correct. And some of those ascending masters. Yes.
And then four is its in qualities shining in each of the planes of existence. A 13 in one, the mystical number.
There you go.
So does that mean it's like four in three planes making three fours or 12 plus one?
No, it says 13 plus 1.
No, it didn't say 13 plus 1.
Yeah, right here.
Oh, 13 in 1.
In 1.
13 in 1, so yes, that's exactly correct.
It's not 13 plus 1.
So,
well, okay.
So it's four in three realms plus one.
Very good. Okay, that works. Same as your pyramid.
Is the pyramid the separate I, the one?
Yes.
Is a pyramid made up of four triangles?
Yes.
So it's four threes, Carol.
Plus
one. So what?
Being I sits on top of it.
Are we going to find out what the four, is it in qualities? Are we going to find out what the qualities are?
Well, if you're wanting.
Based on the qualities of man are the brothers, capital B. Each shall direct the unfoldment of being. Each shall channels be of the great one, capital G, capital O. On earth, man is in bondage, bound by space and time to the earth plane, encircling each planet, a wave of vibration binds him to his plane of unfoldment. Yet within man is the key, capital K.
Hey, look, on each planet, a wave of vibration. Is the planet a wave of vibration, or encircling it is a wave of vibration?
Encircling it.
Each planet,
yes.
Binds him. Each planet, a wave of vibration binds him.
Mm-hmm.
The wave of vibration binds him to his plane of unfoldment.
And we call it gravity here and make it a problem.
Right, exactly. Very good. Very good.
Yet within man is the key to releasement, capital K. Within man may freedom be found. When ye have released the self from the body, rise to the outermost bounds of your earth plane. Speak ye the word Dorolilai.
When ye have released the self from the body, rise to the outermost bounds of your earth plane. Speak ye the word Dorolila.
Dorolila. Lilith? Anything to do with anything we know? I just wanted to ask a broad-based question.
That is priceless. We digress.
Yeah.
And the answer is, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know how to answer you.
Who is Dorolilila?
It's just a word. An activating word.
Do we get to speak it at some point?
Yes, if you want.
Okay.
You did already.
Then for a time, your light, capital L, will be lifted.
Hey, ladies, Karen, when you release the self of the body, rise to the outermost bounds of your earth plane. Speak you the word. So we just spoke it, so we could have risen to the outermost bounds of our earth plane right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Then for a time, your light, capital L, will be lifted. Free may ye pass the barriers of space. For time of half of the sun, 6 hours, free may ye pass the barriers of earth's plane. See and know those who are beyond thee. So they're talking about time here, but they're bringing in more the sun cycle.
Just like who else did that?
The Mayans.
Yes, point on, girly. You're hitting on all cylinders tonight.
You thought of the Mayans because of the sun thing.
Yeah.
They worship the sun.
Speak on the sun. Yea, to the highest worlds may ye pass. See your own possible heights of unfoldment. Know all earthly futures of soul.
Representations. Of soul.
Representations of soul? Sure, yeah. And that's a capital S.
Yeah, of course.
Why would it be capital, Carol? What's that mean?
It's, because it's a capital man.
We're in We're in enlightening.
Mm-hmm.
Bound are ye in your body, but by the power ye may be free. This is the secret, capital S, whereby bondage shall be replaced by freedom for thee. Look, it even rhymes.
Now, they're talking about the secret, John, but we've been through this almost every tablet.
Have we gotten it yet?
Oh, yeah.
Are we there?
Yeah.
Have we traveled?
Yeah.
Good, let's go to the beach.
Let's continue, yes.
Let's travel through the tablet.
Calm, let thy mind be, Bob. Calm yourself. Calm, let thy mind be. At rest be thy body. Conscious only of freedom from flesh. Center thy being on the goal of thy longing. Think over and over that thou wouldst be free. Think of this word, la'am la ganover. Do you want to say it, Bob?
La'am el ganover.
And over in thy mind let it sound. Drift with the sound to the place of thy longing, free from the bondage of flesh by thy will. Hear ye while I give ye the greatest of secrets, how ye may enter the halls of Amenti, enter the place of the immortals as I did, stand before the lords kept all in their places. Lie ye down in rest of thy body, calm thy mind so no thoughts disturbs thee. Pure must ye be in mind and in purpose, else only failure will come unto thee. Vision Amenti, as I have told in my tablets, long with fullness of heart to be there, stand before the Lord in thy mind's eye. Pronounce the words of power I give, and then brackets mentally, Meket el Shab el Hale Sur Ben el Zabrut Zin Ephraim Quar El. Relax thy mind and thy body, then be sure your soul will be called. Now give I the key, Kepake, to Shambhala, the place where my brothers, capital B, live in the darkness. Darkness but filled with light, capital L, of the sun, O darkness. Sun, capital S, O, a capital. It's all strung together. Darkness, capital D, of earth, but light, capital L, of the spirit, capital S, guides for ye when my day is done.
Darkness, but filled with light of the sun, O darkness of earth, but light of the spirit, guides for ye when my day is done.
Very good.
Leave thou thy body as I have taught thee. Pass to the barriers of the deep hidden place. Stand before the gates and their guardians. Command thy entrance by these words. I am the light, capital L. In me is no darkness, small d. Free am I of the bondage of night. Open thou the way of the 12 and the 1, so I may pass to the realm of wisdom. When they refuse thee, as surely they will, command them to open by these words of power. I am the light, capital L. For me are no barriers. Open I command by the secret of secrets. Edom el Ahim Shepherd Zur Adom.
That'll be found as referenced in Hebrew inference. Not exactly, it's very close.
Then if thy words have been truth, kept the key of the highest, open for thee, the barriers will fall. Now I leave thee, my children, down yet the halls shall I go. There he goes again.
Down, what, back to the halls?
At the end of every tablet, he goes back.
To the halls, which are they down?
Down yet.
Up, yet up to the halls.
Down yet up to the halls shall I go.
Both directions.
Win ye the way to me, my children. Truly, my brothers, shall ye become. Thus finish I my writings. Keys let them be to those who come after, but only to those who seek my wisdom. For only for these am I the key and the way.
For only for these
am I the key, kept the K, and the way, kept the W. So that's the end.
Marvelous.
So with these words and all this, is it something that would be helpful for us to be saying them and doing them?
Not yet. You're okay. It's, the words don't matter. The meaning and the significance, if you can get to be capital M and can answer those directional issues of blah, 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 and then you go on from there, and then you get there and you tell them how you want your hair